Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, South Carolina. Greenville, South Carolina, I'm sorry. Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarre County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 29th day of November already, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's supposed to be raining right now and turning into snow. I mean, like 3 to 5 inches of snow. I looked up at the barometer a little while ago, and I went, what the hell? And I looked down, and the needle was laying down on the floor. That's how low the pressure was. At any rate, it's fucking winter. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. You know, I've been seeing that, you know, since we filed the mandamus, a lot of these phony fucking cases, these people play, you know. The truth is, people, you know, out there, there's, you can spend, well, there's people making millions of dollars out there selling these goddamn little, you know, this is how you do it and this is what it is kind of fucking things, like right way law, wrong way law, and this law in a nutshell, and this bullshit and another bullshit and procedures and what might have you. What is in that mandamus at the top of the page, on the front page of From the Trenches, worldreport.com, is absolutely correct in law. It is derived from the Bill of Rights, which cannot be broken, and I guarantee you that son of a bitch cannot be broken. There's two choices. You either obey the law or you commit treason. There is no third fucking choice. And they're gonna talk, well, we'll get into this when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I was saying before we went to break there, you know, there's, you know, all of these, I believe that this sovereign citizen movement, it was created by the enemy. I mean, it starts out as an oxymoron, and I mean, I've read their stuff, and it's wrong. It's incorrect, and I mean, when the stuff that I have presented to you, the law I have presented to you, it makes sense. It's chronological. It's logical. Everything makes logical sense. Everything goes together, and it fits. And I've already told you people one thing for goddamn sure. You better be able to write it on paper and you better be able to talk it. If you can do that, man, I'll tell you, you can take it right to the point of the gunfight because you are in the right. You are absolutely in the right and you have the right to pull that goddamn trigger. But we're going to look at this guy's shit. Western South Dakota man faces prison time in water bill dispute. This is from Jamestown Sun. It was sent in by Ruth for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. For 6 months, a Western South Dakota man who has beliefs similar to, see how they play this? Similar, no, it's not similar at all. His is wrong in a different way. His is wrong in a different way than the sovereign citizen movement, okay? I mean, but they're trying to ball all this shit together. I'm telling you, that man Damas has been to Washington. Their highest judges have fucking read it, I promise you. It's not the first time I filed in that fucking court over there, or the court in Eugene, in the federal courts. I've been cleared to the 9th district. I understand how the shit works. This sovereign citizen bullshit. It is bullshit. Don't believe any of it. Don't fucking throw your time away or your money away fucking following that fucking... We're giving it to you here. I mean, I know for a fact that there are people out there that are making millions a year selling this shit. I'm sitting here living like a fucking pauper and I'm giving it to you, the straight truth, man. I years of my life to bring it all into organize it all like it was supposed to be so it's down to where it's simple to the average person can just understand it so goddamn easy. A fourth grader should be able to understand it. A smart fourth grader should be able to understand it. I have to believe that I could take my, my youngest grandson, I think he is 10. And I bet you if I could set him down within 4 or 5 days and he could understand the fucking laws of this land, what his rights are and how to apply those fucking rights. I mean, we've done it over and over again. We've given it to the people. When others are selling you this fucking bullshit that just, I mean, and this, you know, they throw this out there. You're not going to hear nothing about fucking individual free sovereign nationals. Oh, it's like kind of like them sovereign citizens. No, it ain't nothing like that at all. It ain't even close. It is the fucking law. It is what the law, how the law was written and why it was written, the history of the law. The Bill of Rights is ratified fucking law, you're born with it in your essence. They cannot take it away from you. Through the fraud, they have removed the courts. They have placed that 14th Amendment in there, which is a violation of your 9th article, which they absolutely cannot violate. If they do, you're supposed to shoot them. That's how you stay fucking free. We have broken it down for you to the main fucking document. And showed you how to apply that document. There was no use of any fucking procedural rules or anything. The thing was written right from the fucking Bill of Rights. Like it should have been a long time ago. Like it should have been challenged back in 1868 when they first tried it. But the fix was in. And they didn't start plugging in the draconian results of the 20. They kept telling you were free. Oh, you're a free individual. Government, yeah, the government bows to you. Yeah, yeah, we're your servants. Kept telling you that. And now we're at the end game where they're telling you, well, actually, you guys are subjects. And then what we write down on a piece of paper, that's from the crown. And the crown can fucking change your privileges and immunities at a whim. But let's look at what this guy did. For 6 months, okay, similar to the sovereign citizen movement, refused to pay his water bill and now faces prison time after the new Underwood City Council voted to report him to police. Like I said, you know, Charlie was asking me, you know, about, you know, like this tax assessor thing. When you take the time, just keep listening to the goddamn tape over and over again. Read the mandamus. Listen to the tape. Read the mandamus. Listen to the tape. Read the mandamus until it clicks in your head. And remember that those fucking, that is absolute law. That is ratified law. The highest law. It's when there was a United States government, the fucking Supreme Court could not overturn. They could not even examine that law. The people had already ratified that law. It was the people's law. And it is applicable in every state. It is the supreme law in every fucking state in this union. Fuck them state constitutions. Fuck it all. You go right to the fucking power source. Where is the power source? At the very fucking top. What? Why did they force the Bill of Rights to be originally a preamble to the Constitution? Because it comes first. And it is yours. It is your authority. It is your jurisdiction. No one can rule over you. And it is your right to that common law jurisdiction. When I read this stuff here, this is nonsense to me, but I'm going to read it anyway. Movement refused to pay his water prison time. Council voted to report him to the police. James Kopecky, or whatever his name is, 57, was in court Tuesday, November 27, to answer to two felony charges, grand theft for allegedly stealing $1,239 worth of city water and refusing to provide a DNA sample in connection with the case. Kopecky's longtime partner, 51-year-old Misty Koch, has been charged with aiding and abetting the theft. And this is where, you know, a little bit, you know, you go looking at stuff and you at a state level and stuff. I mean, we're at the end game here. This is the fight. It's the Bill of fucking Rights they're after. That's the power. That's the people's authority over the government, right? I can't put it more, no more simple than that. That is your individual power over that big fucking government. And it is unbreakable. They can either obey that law or commit fucking treason. There's no third choice. The pair's arraignment at state court in Rapid City was rescheduled, however, after Kopecky was argumentative with the judge, Heidi Linnegren. You don't get to interrupt me, Linnegren told Kopecky as he made his various legal arguments, sometimes looking down at his handwritten notes, didn't file anything. This is also fucking, I mean, this is goofy. You know, the unwritten law is worth the paper it's written, not written on. Okay. It's worthless. If you can't put it down on paper in affidavit form, you cannot assert the fucking law. That judge knows what the goddamn law, they know they're laughing. They're laughing at this guy. They're laughing right in his fucking, or letting him play this game and, you know, playing it back and forth with him. They know they've got him and there ain't no uncertain terms. You don't get to interrupt me. Stop, she continued, or you will end up over there gesturing where jailed defendants were sitting. Kopecky's court-appointed lawyer, Paul Pietz, said his client does not believe in the jurisdiction of the court and has ordered him not to talk or approach him, I guess is what it says. But do you know what the jurisdiction is? Do you know why the court doesn't have jurisdiction over you? Do you understand who you are? And do you understand why that fucking administrative admiralty court doesn't have jurisdiction over you? Because that's what you have. Once you get that established, then it's all over. Well, there's nothing else to talk about, is there? Like it says in the mandamus, don't never contact me again unless it's through a common law court. And then make sure that when I go to that common law court, I'm going to be filing some serious fucking civil charges against your asses. Let one appear. That's what we want. More than anything, we want our common law courts back so that we can do our prosecuting. So we can prosecute the goddamn traitors and the fraudulent bastards that think that they're going to make us subjects to a fucking corporate aristocracy. So Pecky's, okay, that's where we were, jurisdiction of the court and has ordered him not to talk or approach him, right? Okay, Kopecky, who said he wants to represent himself, refused to enter a plea Tuesday, saying he believed it would be a double jeopardy to do that after already doing so in a magistrate court. This guy does not have a frickin' smallest of a clue, and they're going to use him as a sample to scare people away from finding out who they are and from enforcing their fucking rights and applying their fucking rights the right way. That's why they throw this shit out there for you. This guy's fucked. I promise you, right now, I haven't seen this guy's paperwork. This guy's fucked. He doesn't have a clue. Lenny Green scheduled the arraignment for 1:15 p.m. on December 18th as part of their bond conditions, ordered the couple to meet with their lawyers. I mean, I won't even comment on it. I mean, he's done. He was done when he started, okay? She said if they want to make arguments about jurisdiction and represent themselves, they need to do it with written motions. Kopecky identifies as a sovereign citizen. Two deputies with the Pennington County Sheriff's Office wrote in their police report, sovereign citizens are known to believe in various conspiracy theories, but their main tenet is that people are sovereign from the U.S. government. Yeah, but they don't, I mean, why? I mean, I want to take one of these, why are you sovereign from that goddamn government? What makes you sovereign from that fucking government? What makes you that sovereign king, that individual, free, sovereign national? What makes you that? What are the occurrences that cause that condition? You don't fucking know. You just say, this is what I am, and this is where you get in trouble. If you don't understand what the fuck you're saying. If you don't have the answer to the next question before it's asked, and they won't even ask it because they'll know if you do. They'll know who you are. By what comes out of your fucking mouth and more importantly, what comes off the end of your pen. Sovereign from the U.S. and therefore don't have to follow laws, pay taxes, or answer to government authorities. You wrote that in a letter. This is why we got to get this shit straight. It ain't hard, people. They made it so it wouldn't be hard. There are people out there deliberately confusing other people. What is the highest authority in this fucking land? The Bill of Fucking Rights. Get that through your fucking head. And that's you. That's your authority. That's your authority to make, that was the chains to make sure that that government could never become an authority over you and oppress you. And all of the elements to take care of that are right there in that document.
Did you read the part about what he called the Bar Association yet? He's calling it the British Accredited Registry.
He's correct. That's what it is.
And he's a subject of the king.
This is a person. This is why I said, you know, this is why it sucks the way that things are. I should be able to broadcast this out to 75% of the population. This guy should be able to hear me talk, to hear me explain. No, bro. This is not working. This is somebody who fucking. Evidently puts a premium on his freedom. He just don't know. He's like I was a long, 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 long time ago. This is fucked up, but there must be a reason why. And he's digging and trying. But when you, in the beginning, when you start to fight, like, you're going to pay a lot of fucking penalties for your stupidity, for the things you don't know. Because everything you find out, it comes with a price. And I took it, the last time I took it to the max, the price was 40 days in jail with an illegal conviction. There was never no joinder. And they never joined me. And they even offered me a JAG fucking lawyer. When you're convicted of a crime, you're supposed to be informed of it. Or no, you knew you can't appeal. And you can't appeal to, we don't want nothing else from you. That's the way it was, people. It's fucking all right there in front of you, and it dumbfounds me. I mean, I didn't have nobody like me fucking explaining it to me over and over and over again, man. I had to figure this shit out, you know, through logic and fucking through reading the history. That's where 90% of what I fucking know comes from. I read the law books, man. I read their law. I could go pass the fucking bar right now. Don't think I didn't read their fucking law books, but it all was, it finally came to me, it's all fucking put together, it's all arbitrary. None of it's real. Where's the real fucking law? And there it was all that time, right there, it'd been there all my life, it'd been inside me, a part of me. It was my Bill of Rights. That is ratified, absolutely superior law of this fucking nation. And somebody put yesterday, you know, not to call yourself a national. I call myself an individual free sovereign national. Now, what is individual freeman sovereign national? That is the definition of a king. But I connect myself to this land that gave me birth, connects me to, I connect myself to this land because everything comes from the land. I am of this land, and that's where that Bill of Rights comes from. That's why I'm entitled. I'm not entitled. It is a part of me. It is a natural thing born in me when I was born upon this land. That's what that Bill of Rights is. And I want that Bill of Rights. I want that son of a bitch because that verifies that I am the sovereign I say I am. And that I am absolutely entitled to the common law jurisdiction, which is above any government jurisdiction, which is the superior jurisdiction of these United States. Make no mistake about it. And they know it as well as we know it. But I mean, like this thing here, to even print this, this is just to put it out there. There, it's like a little campaign going on of, you know, all these people, all these goofy things are filing in court. What I file in court ain't fucking goofy, I promise you. They did not fucking like it. And they're never going to fucking like it. It'll probably be buried so deep you'll never see it again.
You haven't got a response yet.
Of course.
You know, that tells a hell of a lot right there. Where the fuck is their response? They don't even know how to respond.
They can't. That's the whole point. I mean, I don't want to talk about it right now because there's time things going on. When the time things are over, I'll explain everything to everybody. Okay, where were we here? During the interview, a deputy reports, Kopecky says U.S. Treasury needs to certify his city water bill as a true bill and offset the cost.
Henry?
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Fire and fall back.
Say again?
Fire and fall back.
Nope, don't fall back. Don't do that. Okay, here, and don't misunderstand this. I'm on your side. So, are you saying that if this fellow had this water rights, water bill guy, had your knowledge, if he would have walked in there, would they have dismissed this, let him go, everything would be done?
I would have never walked in there. I would have filed a fucking paper, and that would have been the end of it.
Okay, so what I'm saying is he filed the paper. What do you think would have happened? Don't misunderstand. I'm not sharpshooting you because there's guys out there that have passed the bar, that have your knowledge, that have done this, and they still shot him in the head in South Dakota, and they've still put him in jail.
I'm sure that they will kill you. Now, the first time that we did, when I went through this after the 40 days, they were trying to kill me for a long fucking time.
Okay, well, that's the point. So I'm just trying to get you to step one more step out there. Okay, I'm glad you have the knowledge. I'm glad you're sharing or, you know, teaching everybody else. Okay, it doesn't work. It ain't going to work anyway. So what's the next step? Figure out some organization. I don't know.
This is the next step, friend. No. It comes down to the individual. Once you understand those individual rights, once you can assert them correctly.
They're going to shoot us in the head as individuals.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They're going to come for you. And then that's when you got to kill them because you have to fight and die for that Bill of Rights. The original people didn't get that Bill of Rights by going up and talking them into it.
I understand. I'm an old man. I've been around the block. So what I'm trying to say is, you see, even though we're learning, even though we're listening, even though we file the correct papers, they don't care. They just look at you and go, tough shit. Just move on, because you're going to jail, or we're going to end your life, or something. So that's what I'm trying to figure out, is we just keep talking paperwork every day. We keep talking
No, we're not talking paperwork. The mandamus is the final fucking stage, buddy.
I understand.
Mandamus is when you say, this is my fucking rights, you will fucking obey the law, or I have to enforce it, don't I?
They won't. So
then you have to enforce it with the gun. That's what the second article's all about.
Then why don't we every day spend your hour of your life sitting here saying, here's how to clean a weapon, here's how to aim it, here's a good sight picture, because there's no point in talking about using legal, appropriate, historical.
Because our people are going to be united under a single common cause. They are going to know why they're fighting this time. They're going to know why they're fighting, and when the fight's over, they're going to have what they fought for. It ain't going to be fucking ripped off from them again. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I hope so, but they've dumbed us down. They've polluted our air and our food and our water. You can't find them smart enough to stand up and even understand their... Well, anyway, I won't bore you.
I'm here. I drank the fucking water. I ate the fucking food. I'm right here. I understand it.
Here's a joke. Here's a joke for you. I can tell you what your problem is. Okay, so when you talk about admiralty, there is no morality. It's pronounced Admiral T.
I mispronounced a word, huh? Who are you? Who the fuck are you, and what is your agenda, buddy? Because the thing here, what we're going to do here, the people are going to understand the Bill of Rights. They're not going to do it so some people like you can set up an alternate form of fucking government. It's going to be the fucking Bill of Rights. The surrender will be to the people.
Why do you get so angry? I told you it's a joke. The problem is there is no morality amongst them. That was my little joke.
This isn't no joke. The reason we're doing this is so, the reason I have done this, the reason I've devoted my fucking life to this, is so this time when the surrender happens, a bunch of fucking aristocrats don't take it back over again like they did back in 1789. So the same aristocrats that were, it's going to be the people this time.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
All right. See, people?
What the fuck was that? Fuck yeah. Jesus, a fucking coward is what that was.
No. You shouldn't be doing this. They don't want this because they fucking want, like I said, it was just like after the last war. They want another, they don't want that fucking Bill of Rights. The surrender has to be to the jurisdiction of the fucking people. Or they'll do it to us again. This is a son of a bitch that wants to fucking, you know, a states' writer. They want to have their own little fucking fiefdoms and have their own little rip-off fucking things going on. No, this fight, everybody's going to be fighting for one fucking thing. That Bill of Rights, as it is written, is absolute law. And once it is establishes absolute law, then we will be free men to decide to who we hire to do our fucking bitch work out there that we can't do as a single person. But these people like this, oh, why should you talk about, I know how to clean my fucking gun. I ain't worried about the fucking guns. We have plenty of fucking guns. I am worried about it getting hijacked. This is what they're about, hijacking it.
This guy was somebody you kicked off the site. Now he's calling in like a little punk. He doesn't even give you his name. Fuck him.
No, I'm telling you, these people are out there. This is what the thing is, they want something else. That's why you guys got to read that book. All of the different fucking things these pricks wanted. But again, they know this fucking thing is going down. Nothing's going to stop it from happening. But the people aren't going to go out there and they're not just going to follow general whoever because citizen rights or we're fighting for a confederacy. No, we're going to fight for that fucking Bill of Rights because that is absolute people's authority over any form of fucking government. It is absolute freedom. And that's what we're fighting for, and no fucker's gonna fucking change it. Then come up and run fuck that. That's what that guy's about. Why don't you talk about something else other than that fucking Bill of Rights? Man, cause we're the only fucking ones talking about that Bill of Rights, buddy. And at the end, I guarantee you, before this fucking war gets going, there's gonna be many a man damage that's gonna be fucking served to these fuckers. And then they will come to violate that man damage. When they come to violate that, they're coming to violate your rights. That's when you kill them. That's what the people who fucking fought to get this country told you. You're their progeny. That's what they did. They came to violate their rights. They fucking shot them. That's how it works. We have our rights absolute. And that's what this war is going to be about. It ain't going to be about no fucking theocracy. No war between God and the devil. It's about that fucking Bill of Rights, period. Get used to it, or you will become a victim of it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Sheryl Crow, the sweet child of mine we listened to there at the break. And we'll go back to this just, you know, real calmly. You see these, when you read that book, you'll see that, you know, when I first started getting into this, into the militia thing, it was about the restitution of the republic. And to the degree they want to reinstitute it is not past that 14th Amendment. They just want the power back in the hands of the good folk, you know, the good church folk. They are the ones that these people are the ones that that took apart your Bill of Fucking Rights a piece at a time. They are the ones that put the 14th Amendment into place. You want to learn how to clean your gun? Go over to YouTube, type in the gun. And cleaning procedure. You can watch somebody clean the fucking gun as you're doing it. You can disassemble the son of a bitch right down to nothing and back. Okay, we covered that. Who's covering the fucking Bill of Rights? They don't want it. They didn't want it. When you find out how many people didn't want it back then and why they didn't want it, because these people here are stakeholders, see? The war I'm talking about is going to be a son of a bitch where there's no guarantees at the end that property you're holding right now, you're going to have at the end of this son of a bitch. Because once that Bill of Rights is reinstated and the common law courts are reinstated, then we're going to go back and we're going to look at how everybody got this goddamn land. How some people who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country ended up paupers, worked all their lives, every generation, and ended up paupers with somebody else fucking owning them as fucking human property. And that's not going to happen. See, they've tried every way to Sunday. Because, you know, to try to use this fucking the righteous indignation the people have out here because your rights are being trampled on. They can't do this to you. It is ratified law. But they want to go, let's do the state's rights party. Let's get our guys in there and then we can get control of the fucking monster. Then we can be the oppressor. If your goal is not to have that fucking Bill of Rights and your common law back, you don't want fucking freedom. And if you stop short of that, you fucking let everybody down. Everything I've done, everything anybody before me has done to get us to that point. If you stop killing these motherfuckers before you have that Bill of Rights, before they surrender to the jurisdiction of the people in their Bill of Rights, you fucking didn't. You doom another generation to what we've gone through, the hell we have gone through, people.
This guy called in and Henry, and he's just a. You know, Henry Shively owes no explanations. That bullshit's all over. We're done. We're done with all that. This is straight talk from a straight man. Don't bother calling into the show and saying shit like, well, what if? Why don't you talk about cleaning up? That shit's all over. That talk's all over with now. Now all we're talking about is reinstating the Bill of Rights and blowing someone's head off if they're not reinstated.
The bottom line is those rights were won by killing. You had to kill the other guy to get them rights. And when it all happened, there wasn't no goddamn government in charge at Lexington and Concord. The people came out and said, we're going to be free. And when you read that book, the one that Galen sent me, The Making of the Bill of Rights or whatever in the hell it's called, you will see how these sick fucks like this, how they were all in there, everybody looking to fucking find an advantage over their brother. But the mass of the people, what they don't tell you, because you know, I'm reading that book, White Slavery in America. The mass of the people didn't have no goddamn rights. The people who walked down on Lexington Green, hard to tell if any of them, you know, some of them might have owned land and had at least a subject, you know, like the 14th Amendment rights is about what the king gave his subjects. They were immunities and privileges that he could grant or revoke at his whim. The people who fought for absolute rights over their own lives, over their own persons. They own themselves. Nobody else owns me. I'm nobody's subject, and I'm not going to be. If it takes tearing this country right down to its fucking roots and building it back up again, we're not stopping short of that. And that's what they're worried about. They're worried that this message is getting out too far. They're worried that you're not going to fucking, you know, once they get to where their properties are secure and they're secure, that you're not going to want to negotiate. That you're not going to make them your leaders so they can negotiate for you, your representatives. No, there ain't going to be any of that horse shit. They will surrender to the jurisdiction of the free nationals for the United States, free sovereign nationals for the little united big ass states of these Americas, or don't stop killing, don't stop burning, don't stop fucking wreaking havoc until it stops. You do, you betrayed yourself again. That's the mistake that the guys made the first time around, when they didn't go and kill every fucking aristocrat that was fucking a part of that went to those fucking delegations, because they were going to be, and they were already calling the people subjects then. In fact, the people were subjects. The people were absolutely subjects clear up until 1791, when that Bill of Rights was enacted. That's what ended the people being subjects. And they became true allodial. The rest of these pricks, see, they already had allodial title from the king for their property, but it was under the king's fucking charter, which the king surrendered to George E. Washington. And then so all him and all his buddies, we walked in a room and they said, let's declare a king. Well, what kind of word do you think they were thinking they had that authority? When this really was a fucking people's uprising against fucking tyranny that they themselves were inflicting upon them, because they were the king's men. You're not going to get this. There ain't going to be no elitist class out there. We will kill every motherfucking one of you, and there's plenty of us to do it. Clean guns or not, we will mow your asses down and put you in the fucking ground. Make no mistake about it. And it's not going to stop until that fucking Bill of Rights is absolute law and the goddamn charter to this country is surrendered to the people.
And it helps to understand the writ of the mandamus. If this asshole would have understood that, he never would have.
They understand it. There's a lot of people out there, Mark, you got to understand, that know exactly what I know. They just didn't want to tell you. Because they don't want the fucking masses to be, they don't want the masses. They don't think the niggers ought to be fucking out there running wild with rights like this. That's the truth.
But Henry, what I'm trying to say, Henry, is you're a little bit smarter than 99% of us out here. I mean, you understand it a lot of people. I have a hard time understanding it. It takes years to understand it. Once you understand it, then you go from there. You know, and that's what a lot of, Henry's. You know, he's a genius with this stuff. A lot of us aren't. And, that's why Henry can talk over us. Because until we understand every word of it, how to write one ourselves, how to do what Henry did, then you have something. You have some basis.
And that
with.
Is my goal. No, that's why I sit here, Mark, as a fucking pulper. That's why I'm not outselling procedures with half the shit in it. Just enough to get you into fucking trouble, but enough truth in there to make you go, whoa, that has to be. But then you find out something else. I mean, when I went to old David Miller, that's where we were learning those law procedures I was talking about yesterday in the militia. Well, we started using them there was some serious fucking shit went down. Just me and one other guy. He had a group down in fucking California. I had a group up here. But we did it. We didn't talk about it. We fucking did it. We filed the paper. We went into court, not because we were summoned. We went in there after their asses because they were operating under an illegal jurisdiction. And we fucking were beaten. We were fucking attacked brutally. And there was no goddamn militia showed up at our, the guys that were all gung-ho gonna go do this thing. They don't want that. What they want back is the Reagan years. If they could have their Reagan years back and the way it was under Reagan, with 10 million goddamn infringements already upon our Bill of Rights, with them above us, with their good old boy cliques and their fucking dirty church cabals, where they can control things, where they could control the local law and violate you, when they could violate your fucking rights, that's what they wanted. See, they're the ones that opened the door for this communism. That Bill of Rights protected us from communism. Absolutely. The common law courts protected us as individuals. No communists could have ever infiltrated and invaded our country. They know that. But before we could become their subjects, like they wanted in the very fucking beginning, they had to get rid of that fucking Bill of Rights. So they tore away at it with this illegal legislation because it was done by a corporation. A corporation is not a fucking, a union. I mean, it's not, a republic. Look them up. The definitions just aren't there. It is not this is a republic, not a corporation. And under this corporation, they wrote corporate policies that removed our goddamn rights, like this asset forfeiture bullshit. They just wrote it out and signed it. Well, we're in charge. We look at the 14th Amendment. You're our subjects. You got to do what we legislate. No, we fucking don't, because I'm not your 14th Amendment subject. I cannot be. The Bill of Rights is absolute fucking law. It was ratified. That Bill of Rights says I cannot be a subject. You see, that's the whole fucking point. But they want the power of the people. They know the people are pissed off. But they want to give you a few scraps off the table as far as rights are concerned to make you think, well, it ain't as bad as it was. No, why? Because they know what's fixing to fucking happen. This country will be fucking leveled, or we will get those goddamn rights back. And the people will be in charge when it's over with, or we will level this fucking country. We will burn it to the fucking ground. You got it? So you might as well step in on our side. Everybody might as well get behind that Bill of Rights for everybody, because that belongs to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us is fighting for ourselves and our loved ones, for our homes and hearths. We're not fighting for some fucking, so that somebody's like a Ron Paul can rule us under some arbitrary bullshit fucking corporation. That corporation's going. That 14th Amendment is fucking going. It should have never been. And it's on our grandfathers that it ever was. But it is fucking illegal. It is an absolute violation of the 9th article of my Bill of Rights, which I was born with. It's part of my fucking being. That's how that law was put together. And it can never be changed. That's what that 9th article tells you. They can never create an authority to change it. But they did. So they violated that. When they did it without authority to create their fucking corporation. They did it without the authority to write the 14th Amendment. They did it all with, it's all fraud. And this is what else these guys like this know. Since 1868, when this fucking fraud was first fucking perpetrated, every law, every fucking land exchange, every business fucking created, through, passed down, I don't care if it's passed down through generations, it's all gone. Because it was built upon a fraud. You own nothing. And they know it. That's why you can't get rid of the 14th Amendment. If you do all, everything, just think about since 1868, if all those laws disappeared overnight, all those goddamn deeds to properties. And what if when the people, they do have to surrender the fucking sovereignty over to the people again, when they have to, the charter over to the people, what if we say, you know, they ain't done these international charter shit, none of this United States is chartered under the fucking Catholic Church or Rome or no place else. Everything's chartered right here on this fucking continent, in these United States, within these borders. We do our own chartering. It belongs to our people. You can only sell to another American if you're an American national here. You can sell your business to any American national you want, but you ain't selling no fucking Chinaman. This country is going to be the United States of America for the United States nationals. It's going to be us for ours. That's just what that was intended. That's what was promised. And that's what the Bill of Rights was put in place, because the anti-federalists, and not all of them were clean either. But the anti-federalists who were for true freedom, like Patrick Henry, they knew exactly what these dirty pricks were going to do. And then they've got these other people like this asshole in it so deep that they look around them, but they don't realize, you know, that's just a part of the corporation. Yeah, but it's mine and I can hold it and I got my vacation. I got my fucking car. I got all the goodies. You know, I got a comfortable life. And you're going to get ready to lose that comfortable life, because it's all fucking gone. Because everything written after 1868 is a fucking fraud. Because it was conceived of a fraud. Because you could not subjugate the people, the 9th article, to the People's Bill of Rights, superior law, ratified by every fucking state, says you can't. And the 10th article says no fucking state can. Whatever is prohibited in the Constitution to the federal government is prohibited to the state fucking government. All of these goddamn red flag laws, all this bullshit, it's gone. All these red flag laws and shit, every one of these can be fucking, that mandamus is the answer. That's the answer to you. You do not have the authority. You are operating a system of fraud that has been a system of fraud since 1868. When you committed the original fraud. And then we, when you went on to create Washington DC and bring your fucking admiralty jurisdiction onto the goddamn land and then start spreading your tentacles out across the land to remove the people's superior authority. That's what our jurisdiction is. It is our authority over them. The only one that can get jurisdiction over an American national, a sovereign American national, an individual sovereign American national, is another individual sovereign American national for a just cause. And the procedures that have to be followed are in that fucking Bill of Rights. It's called procedural due process. That's the only way you can touch my property. But see, their property right now that all these bastards are holding, all their ranches and all these big fucking properties and all their holdings, it's all up in the air. There are no guarantees. That's why they don't want to go it. They do not want to go to the mat and get this shit over with. That's why they keep prolonging it, trying to find another fucking way where they can get to keep everything, and we'll settle for fucking whatever they throw out as fucking privileges and immunities. Well, we're not doing it. You went too fucking far with it. You pushed too fucking far. And there's too many of us. You can't stop us. And like I said, we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. But if you, any of you listening to my voice, any of you people that talk to other people that understand this, if you stop short of them surrendering, absolutely surrendering the goddamn charter to this country over to the jurisdiction of the American, individual free American nationals under the Bill of Rights, you fucking fell short and another generation is doomed to do to go through what we've had to go through. And generations before us in lesser extent, just like it's, you know, this has been the thick, a wedge, the thin edge, and then the thicker and thicker and thicker until we're at the point now we're at the fucking thick part of the wedge. You are doomed to that. I talk about this every day because no fucking buddy else will. Why won't anybody else? Because, well, the people who would step up, the people that, you know, most, I didn't take the buyouts. I was offered. I could be living in a nice, big, badass house. With a fucking four-car garage, swimming pool. I was offered. I just wouldn't sell my people out. And that's why I'm so fucking dangerous to you, huh? Because you will sell out to some extent to keep your fucking ill-begotten gains, huh? Because you didn't stand when you should have stood a whole fucking long time ago. Back in 1933, when they took the fucking gold. That's also when they fucking, did Title 50 with the fucking bankruptcy. That's when they took all allodial right from every free individual, national in this country to own fucking property. That's why you don't even own the clothes you got on. In fact, you're owned. And that's what people are going to understand. They have subjugated you. They have made a subject of you. And they're laughing in your fucking face and putting up shit like this. Oh, this is the best you can do. You know, no, we can do a whole lot better than that. We can read and we can write and we can interpret. And we will have that fucking Bill of Rights as written. We will be able to possess land. But like I said, that common law court, is as much as it scares these fuckers, because I've heard Corey say, oh, it scares me. It scares you too, don't it? Because then we're going to go back and we're going to see, like this land around here, I've already found the fucking frauds around here. God damn, man. I mean, billions of dollars worth of fucking trillions of dollars worth of fucking land that was just ripped off from the people through the fucking secret societies and the dirty church and handed over to certain people. They've even got busted doing it. And one fucking lawyer went to jail and they got to keep, I mean, I'm talking billions of dollars worth of fucking land, people, that they stole because they're part of it. That's why they don't want to hear about that Bill of Rights. That's why these cocksuckers didn't want no Bill of Rights in the first place. Man, you mean that goddamn nigger over there, he's going to be able to own the same thing I can own? Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's all or nothing. And it's going to be all. So everybody better get fucking used to the idea. Because I'm not going to back off on this. And that's my fucking last goal in life, is to make sure that every fucking American national understands who they are and what has been done to us. This is the richest country on planet Earth. How many of our people are living in fucking tents, are living as paupers? They stole it all. And the people who sold us out halfway, they're the ones that got shit, you see? They're like that guy there, he's got some shit. Well, you ain't nothing safe, buddy. Because this thing's going to the fucking mat. It's going all the fucking way down on the pavement in the fucking blood. And when it's over, if we have to wipe this whole son of a bitch out and start over, that's what we're going to do. But we're going to have that fucking Bill of Rights. Get it through your fucking head. And that is, and so with that, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, like I said, get it through your fucking head. That's what's going to, you can call the shots. You think, you know the numbers. So just fucking play it. That is the Word from the Trenches.